Blog Talk Radio.
Bottles right now.
Now.
We gon' make a toast to the town. Drinks in the air, go shawty. Welcome to my city, see the bright light. Diamonds on my wrist, bright light. The fast cars, the hot girls, the nightlife. The blue Yankee to the back, the white knight. Sipping tequila with divas. I can't stand, I'm too drunk, Jesus. People out of town call me Brooklyn, cause they know how I keep it Brooklyn.
Blanco from the Bronx, yo. See me in my ass and I'm moving real slow. Boston Road to die, I have. Y'all niggas are tired for the life I have. I'm the one that makes the hardest blow. Nintendo. Smoke endo, then go to party mode. Put your hands up and just go retarded though. Damn, I got the beat to make the ground shake. Earthquake. I do it for the empire, cause I've been fire. You ain't never seen a monster like me, you a liar.
I step on the scene, you hear the bitches screaming. I'm looking like money, stick up kids scheming. Spent 40 on the watch, keep the wrist gleaming. I'm in the hood, in the top, got the whip lean. And all I wanna talk is like God speak. Listen close, little mama, that's God chill, man. Vampire life, I hear your heart beating. Bet chill, little nigga, before I start tweaking. And you can catch me up a sack down. Or in the ghost, the props, the background. Why yo, FDR, heading back down. I got homies in the double that's clapping.
Niggas to mince meat. It's on soon as you cross 110th Street. Yeah, you see poverty is his best. Queen in the front of the lobby, we on the steps. Yep, 100 deep in the VI. Feel the floor shake when they start playing VI. Razors in the mouth, shotguns is knee high. Some of us rock True, some of us rock Levi. But we all rock Polo. Don't matter what Pharaoh, NY is the logo. Talking to the popos and no-no, but that should be a rule that's global.
You know they had to put the poppy on it. Like my fans, when I crowd dive, I'ma catch a body on it. Leopold scope shoddy on it. I'm the hardest right now, I put my project lobby on it. Punch going, I'm the new Puerto Rico guy. They buy suit, I don't want it with the B.O.I. Your rap image, mad gimmick, be no lie. I just go all out like Margarito Eye. That's the call of my army. We'll turn your face to a dance hall like Serrano. But nah, it's a party. I got a little change, but ain't change. So send over a bottle of Bacardi.
Unlock this door with the key of imagination. Beyond it is another dimension. A dimension of sound. A dimension of sight. A dimension of mind. You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into the Twilight Zone.
New Talk City Radio with the fruck is poppin'. Really all-star in the building. Shout out to TDI. Showcase. Vice, what up? Mel Stacks with the fruck is poppin'. Far Rock in the building. Let's get it.
You already know, man. Each and every Monday, we started off right. Perfect. Yeah, how we do. We cut the week off. What? New Talk City Radio, man. It's your boy TDI, man. I got my boy Vice.
In the city of Longwood.
What's happening? Ain't nothing, brother. What's going on with you?
Chilling, son. Chilling. Relaxing. What's good?
Hello, DJ Showcase, the Dale player.
You are now entering New Talk City.
What?
Feeling that, son. I'm feeling that. It's a serious. I like that little. I like that little Twilight Zone kid. I'm feeling that shit.
Yeah, man.
Before we jump into anything, TDI, sorry to cut you off. Before we jump into anything, I got a bone to pick with Showcase.
Oh, easy. Uh-oh. Go ahead. Yes. No homo, though. No homo. No homo.
No. No, we're not in Longwood. You know. We're adults. Now, you're a pitcher, right? You're a pitcher.
Yes, I'm right now. I'm training for next season.
I heard you probably won't even make it to next season the way you train, nigga.
No, you know what? Let me tell you something. Laugh it up, kid.
Can I please finish?
Go ahead.
All right, good.
How you practicing for an hour and a half, my nigga? Like, throwing your guts out, my nigga. You don't know the real drill when you pitching, my nigga?
How you pitch an hour and a half and nobody even swung at the ball?
Are you done?
Is it true or not true?
It's true. I was pitching hard for an hour and a half. I mean, I was throwing the ball for an hour and a half, you know, getting my arm. I was pitching for an hour and a half, a little too long, you know what I'm saying? But I wasn't pitching, like, straight pitches. I was just playing catch.
Yeah, this nigga blew his arm off before he even threw a regular pitch.
No, son. You know what? We'll straighten this out, all right? We're going to straighten it out because right now Luigi put me on the rehab.
I'm on the rehab.
My arm feels great. Not even 2 days and my arm feels better than I ever felt before.
I know what's
better.
What?
You know what it is, TDI? Like, let's say, I'm going to tell you something. Like, if you haven't pitched in a long time, my nigga, what you do, you throw, you know, for like a little half an hour, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then after that half an hour is up, you throw long toss. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then you get, but the way Showcase was training himself, oh, man, son.
Listen, I was messing up.
You're training yourself at 8-7?
Listen. Basically, I was messing up, and I realized that I started fucking on my arm. Once I started fucking on my arm, I called somebody that actually pitches on a regular basis, and I asked him for some advice, and Luigi hooked me up. I'm telling you, whatever, you know, shout out to Squeegee. Check him out on his website, because whatever he told me to do with the Uarabaca and the hot ice and all that half hour, 20 minutes,
yeah.
Within 2 days, my dude, that shit worked. My shit don't hurt
no
more.
Yes.
My shit don't hurt no more. So now, with him telling me to throw the bullpen at 35 and the long toss for 10, I'm going to do that. Because I'm already up there. My command is serious. My command is serious. It's just my training regimen was just overboard.
Sounds like Squeegee, man. Look out for the book coming soon, man. Got a book coming out.
So basically right now, I'm in training for the season coming, not this season now because it already started, but the following season, Luigi's going to get me the paperwork and see whatever what I can work out with the fees and whatever, however that works for the one in Central Park.
Yeah, when he told me that shit, dog, I was laughing like a motherfucker. Side.
I just hope the Showcase plays better baseball in real life than he does on PlayStation. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, you're funny. You're funny. No, because you know what? You're funny because I already told you in about 2 or 3 weeks, me, you, and Luigi, you're all gonna head to the park, and you're gonna see me blow heaters by you, son.
So why? What is he saying? You put in a wager on it?
I'm not putting wages. I'm just gonna blow heaters by him. I'm not saying he's not.
Well,
gonna
I ain't gonna give you no homo my batting skills for free, my nigga.
What
just
you
put
mean?
Put some wage on it.
But you can't bat, son. You can't just bat around for no reason.
Nah, hell no, that's boring. All right, let's get Donnie to bat around. Donnie can hit.
Yeah, Donnie can hit. We get Donnie. We'll punch. Somebody out here can hit.
Donnie's
gonna
go yard on you. I gotta go. What's up, Vice? Wanna do a little wager here? I got a six pack that Donnie will go yard on showcase.
A six pack? Alright, let's go a bottle of Cerveca. Cause that's your joint.
No. Cerveca? You fuck, all right, fuck it, let's do a Cerveca. Donnie gotta go yard on him.
Yeah. Not no bump. No bunting, no nothing.
He got a hit. He gotta go yard. Take his shit out the fucking. All right. We got a little softball park right here, too. So.
All right, bet. I got my money with Showcase.
Got us a Becca right here in the crib, too, man.
That's it.
Which softball field we're going to go to? The one behind your house?
Right here, yep. Right over here.
That's perfect.
Right over there in Longwood. Right down from you, right? It's perfect.
Yep, that's perfect.
Yeah. Right here where you used to pump the car, right? You used to pump the car. All right. Moving along.
Perfect. Because, you know what I'm saying? We got the catcher, we got the batter. Just got to set this up for 2 weeks. In 2 weeks, I'll be ready. Ain't nobody going yard on me, son.
Yo, Showcase, don't let me down, dogs.
No, I won't let you down. Trust me, dude. I've been, ever since Luigi said that he was playing and he's doing this, he's doing that, he inspired me to get at it. And then with my son getting into baseball,
yo,
he's a catcher.
What we got to do is, We gotta go to one of his games a day that he's pitching. Yo, I'm telling you.
Yo, Wednesday I'm going, Vice.
You going Wednesday?
Yeah.
So I'm there. Yo, my nigga, you should see the size of these niggas that he became.
Well,
right
no, I'm a guy. Like I said, I'm a guy. I can't really do the weekday thing, but I'm gonna do the weekend thing. So you know what I'm saying?
Yo, Vice, give everybody the info in case they want to go to Luigi's game.
Oh, you could catch them in Central Park on weekends. And you can catch them in Taft. You can catch them on Taft, right? Actually, right now, they're playing a game right now in Taft.
Let me ask you something. They're there every weekend? So they're this weekend,
yeah,
right, in the morning?
It depends because it's like they got a big-ass roster, so they split the teams. You got half of them in St. Mary's and half of them in Central Park. But the one in Taft has a whole different league. He's in a different team on that one. You know what I mean? That's a nice. There's always night games, like 7 o'clock, or the night games be on and shit. But it should be popular.
And the ones in Central Park, are the afternoon games or morning games?
It depends on the schedule. Some of them be like 9 o'clock in the morning. That nigga don't get home until probably like 5 or 6 o'clock.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Sometimes they play double headers and shit like
that.
You know what I mean?
I'm definitely, like I said, I'm definitely gonna get down with it, kid. Because you know what I'm saying. He inspired me, and my son inspired me, and I'm just ready to.
Yeah, let me tell you something. This nigga been trying to get me on the field for the longest. But enough about that. Let's get on to the show. Let's go.
Yeah, this is part of the show. This is Talk, New Talk City Radio. This is all part of the show, Vice.
No, but it's TDI got something, you know, to say.
Oh, TDI got something.
Know.
TDI got something. I got something, and I'm going to start off the first country.
Hey, yo.
I got my little opinion on something, and maybe I'm just gonna stir up the melting pot and just see where it simmers. I'm gonna go ahead and start off the controversy.
All right, give me a second. Let me get into this real quick. Shout out to Nina, hooking me up, always promoting me on the Facebook, promoting the show and all that. She's always showing us love. Shout out to Nina. You know what I mean, Mrs. Green Styles. You know what I mean? Shouts to Grand Styles, Port Apache. Shouts to Lotto, who just sent me the exclusive. I want to play that. Shouts to Relly All-Star, man. We working. Shouts to Nems, Gutter, Fuck Your Life. Tony Allen, man. He's about to send that verse in. The mixtape is about to be popping. Shouts to my cousin Hitman. I'll be out there in Boston this weekend, man. So I want to get into this joint for my man Torture, man.
Are we just going to get into the joint now, or are we going to discuss what we needed to discuss and get it out the way?
We'll be right back. Well, I need you to simmer down a minute, because I know you're about to go in. So let me let you simmer down for a little minute and be like, be knock the torture jar real quick.
Torture. Bronx Borough.
Arms.
Yeah. I'm hungry, nigga. My plate is empty. Hey, y'all over there playing with food. Like, what the fuck? Y'all trying to play me? Now, don't do that. I leave the crew flat. Hydro shape at 90 times, don't be too fat. Leave your eyes blue black. I ain't gotta use the strap. As a matter of fact, I let the mat go. Get these motherfuckers out of here. What's yours is mine, and what's mine is mine. I ain't trying to share. As long as all of my niggas eat, I ain't gotta care. And my kids is brat. They so deaf and they ain't trying to hear. Daddy can't get nothing for his baby. Before that happened, I'd rather let the feds come and take me. I'm hungry as hell and I ain't trying to wait for what the world make me. So I grab my biscuits to face the world. I gotta get my gravy. Yeah, life's a bitch and I'm safe for one. And that bitch be trying to play me. But I'm still fucking a bitch. If I stop, I might end up slumping the ditch. All I need in this life is something to pitch. A few bricks, pine cell, and a couple of chicks. A 45 rubber grip and a couple of clips. I'll smoke champagne, come a bottle of lick. And I'ma spaz out and have all these niggas saying, damn, you the motherfucking man. Yo, this nigga is so ham. Hungry as a motherfucker, letting y'all niggas know who I am. Yeah, a nigga so ham. Hungry as a motherfucker, letting y'all niggas know who I am. Yeah, a nigga so ham. Hungry as a motherfucker, letting y'all niggas know who I am.
Torture. Don't watch the throne, nigga, watch the streets, I'm coming. Don't watch the throne, nigga, watch the streets, I'm coming. Don't watch the throne, nigga, watch the streets, I'm coming. BX.
Wow, big technical difficulty going on over here. I don't know what's going on, man, but getting it together over here. Really All-Star, by your side joint, you know what I mean? Yo, my fucking switchboard is down. I can't get Vice. I can't get Showcase. Damn. All right. Well, anyway, mixtape coming soon, man. Got the promo popping real soon. Shout out to my man Rock the Hustler. We about to shoot a little promo trailer. Throw that on the YouTube real quick, man. Shout out to everybody on the mixtape so far. Confirm. Nems Gutter. Shout out to my man Lotto. Shout out to Cuban Lang. Got Cuban Lang on the joint. Who else, man? Yo, it's a lot of crazy joints so far, man. Shout out to my man Ray. Ray's on the joint, man. You know what I mean? Hop here at night, shooting a video for that real soon. I'm going to keep everybody posted on that because, you know, everybody going to be part of the shoot. Shout out to DJ Showcase. Shout out to Vice. Shout out to Mel Stacks. Really All-Star on the mixtape. It's a whole lot. All right, now, we're going to try this again with the more effort switchboard real quick. Apologize for the nonsense going on. All right, so it looks like anything coming up over here. You know what I mean? Hit me on the Twitter at TDINYC, Facebook TDI Rodriguez, and Vice at man. All right, Vice, what up? What up, what up? You hear me? Yeah, man, Showcase.
Am I back?
Yeah, everybody, this is crazy, man. This shit is just, I don't know, somewhere sour. We got a call up in the 240 over here. 240, what up?
What up, y'all? What's happening?
This is Lean With It, Rock With It. Who that?
Lean With It. Rock with it. Vice, shut up.
Yeah. I hear the money.
Yeah. If you laughing right now, Vice saw a video I posted up on Facebook. It's a throwback video of me dancing and lean with it, rock with it. I knew you were going to clown me to that.
Yeah, that's why I just called this now. I got to call it. Boy.
Yo.
That shit was funny, dog. You got to check it out, PDI show.
Okay, I'm kind of lost. What's going on?
Yo, and I looked at that video, too. I was going to click on it, and I said, hold up, man.
I want to be in. Come on, can I come in?
You can't, but you know that's what happens. You gotta have a Facebook, my nigga.
You can catch it on YouTube,
Showcase.
Yeah, you can catch it on show. Don't play Showcase like that.
Thank you. Listen, I know what's going on here. This is an every week thing. I don't have Twitter. I don't have Facebook. I don't have Instagram. I don't have MySpace. I'm sorry. Sue me. I have YouTube.
Yo, my nigga.
I got YouTube, Gmail,
crazy.
And Google.
Oh my God.
You can get it on YouTube. Google.
Yeah, it's definitely on YouTube. It's funny.
So what I got? But hey, come on, keep me posted. What's going on? What's the YouTube posting? What do I got? I'm completely lost. Everybody's laughing. Shut up, yo. But everybody's having a ball. I want to have a good Monday too. I want to have a good laugh. So what is the YouTube?
Oh my God! I posted it up. It was like maybe a couple of years ago. It was like maybe 2-3 years ago. I had did this. So I was listening to the. It was like the Lean With It, Rock With It, or one of them songs or whatever. You know when they were doing the whole rocking and popping thing or whatever. So I was dancing, and you could hear my brother in the background sub cohorting or telling me what to do. He was like singing a song in the bathroom background, and then I was dancing my little ass off, and then my little daughter, she came. This is when she was little. She's like, uncle. And then she came in and stuff. But it was funny, though. But you can check it out. It's on YouTube. But we'll try to send you the link, okay, so you won't be left out, so you can laugh with us.
You can just tell me right now. I'll look it up.
I don't even know.
I think we got the footage right here. Vice, can we play that footage, Vice?
Oh, man.
Vice, can we play that footage, Vice, or what?
Man, I got wait out. Let me go get my oxygen tank first.
Yo. Hold on. Y'all gotta see Lush.
That's what I'm saying.
They
like,
did her fucking
like, it's
show
when you hear it. You gotta see it, man. Yo, give showcase the link so you can check it out ASAP while we you know, by the time
tell
the next track is ended.
Yeah, tell him to get him to go and see it, and then he'll understand what we're talking about. But, oh my God, I was on Facebook today, right? So I posted up, you know, I'm like, everybody's sitting here dancing about Osama bin Laden and stuff. But I'm like, you guys need to start dancing about, you know, the whole situation with the economy and freaking the gas prices are fucking high as fuck. And then on top of that, you know what I'm saying, you got all these people still losing jobs, fighting for McDonald's jobs, you know, and all kinds of craziness. And then who's to say that, you know, because at the end of the day, I'm an ex, you know what I'm saying, veteran, and I'm like, yo, this is bullshit, because we went over there for these fucking so-called biological weapons. There weren't any biological weapons. On top of that situation,
all this shit
about we going to Iraq, but you know what I'm saying, the Taliban wasn't in Iraq, they were in Afghan, so I don't even understand why that situation happened. Osama bin Laden never really fucking existed. And then how did they cremate the dude that fast and stuff? So we never saw
Iraq. They cremated him. They showing
all these fake ass pictures and shit. Who's not to say they done grab somebody up Lush, and put the shit?
Lush,
that's bullshit.
Lush,
I don't
Lush,
believe
me,
it.
Lush, me and you on the same boat. Me
yeah,
and you on the same boat.
Y'all,
and before TDI, we lost his, you know, that we got cut off and everything went crazy. My question to everybody in the world is, how convenient, I mean, literally, how convenient something that's supposed to be secret, a black op, but yet you have thousands of people standing in front of Times Square, thousands of people standing in front of the White House, thousands of people in front of Times, the 9/11 Memorial, like they knew it was going to happen.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But how convenient is it where right now Donald Trump was attacking him about his birth certificate, which I think was ridiculous anyway, because how the hell could you be the president of the United States if you're not a United States citizen? Okay, but the polls were showing...
But the polls
were showing that they weren't favoring Barack Obama. You know what I'm saying? I don't knock him. He is what he is. Whatever. He's a politician. So politicians lie. At the end of the day, how convenient when everybody was blaming him for everything. Now all of a sudden, oh, black ops go in there, blah, blah, blah. But understand, you're in the executive branch. You only carry out the laws. The Senate and the House make the rules. You have to sit down and talk to them about everything. So what the hell are you saying that you ordered something? That's bullshit.
Listen here, Lush.
Hang on, Lush
the Republican. Let me tell you something. Motherfucking, this nigga, Lush the Republican, hold on. Listen, all you Republicans out there who's doubting my man, Barack.
Forget about Republicans.
Let's go back to history
hold
since
on.
You're talking about Republicans.
No.
We're
talking about right now.
Republicans back in the day anyway.
We don't care about back then. We're talking about right now.
But right now is bullshit. He's still fucking with the Republicans anyway. It ain't Bush. He doesn't still not have his hands in there. Bush is still playing his little hands in the background.
Thank you.
Dog.
Thank you, Lush. Thank
hey, yo, listen,
you,
listen,
man.
He conveniently
calls him in and pats him on the back. Like,
hey, yo, these
niggas are really on cahoots in the situation.
Y'all brainwashed, man. Y'all like Bush. Listen to me. Bush
what?
Fucked everything up. Bush fucked
everything
up. He dropped the bill. I know, listen to me, Vice. Rock with me on this. They dropped the buildings during Bush's watch. He was in office, right? So now
that
my man Barack
setup.
Obama.
It was an insurance policy.
Hey, all right, whatever. That's a whole other story. That's another story. But listen, they dropped the joint. They dropped the two buildings. Boom, 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 and it was on Bush's watch, right? Cool. Now, my man Barack Obama gets in office. Mind you, when he got in office, it was the biggest mess in the world. Everybody thought, oh, it was a recession. He came in the heart of the recession. He can't do nothing to fix it. He did what nobody could do. He had my man Osama bin Laden on a 9-month watch. Your wife, you heard?
Yo,
he had niggas sleeping at the crib. Like, yo, hold on. You're going to move in on this nigga when it's right.
Let me get my point out. TDI, if you think for 1 minute we didn't know where that man was since 9/11, you're bugging. He was trained by
that's
the CIA. We knew exactly where he was.
There's no Osama bin Laden. That's a made up motherfucker.
Yeah, we knew where he was. That's why he's dead now.
That's bullshit. All that shit
was bullshit. Yo, Vice, I'm lying? Yeah, we knew where he was. That's why he's dead now.
No, but you knew
where
he was in the beginning.
Man.
You could have killed him 10 years ago, and you could have avoided all this other bullshit. But no, it's all politics. You want
to
go over there, waste that money, pay that taxes, and waste that money for what?
Now, look, they got the story with Bin Laden. Now they want to try to go to Capitol after Gaddafi.
Term. No one is favoring him.
Wouldn't
it be convenient to pull this out of the pocket and somebody say, oh, good political scheme. Let's say that we killed Osama bin Laden. Yay. Now, fucking American love.
Niggas ain't just going to say that. It's a lot of fake just saying.
Come on, man.
It is a political scheme. It's
come
a political
on,
scheme from the gate.
It's a political scheme, man.
When they killed Saddam Hussein, where was the nuclear evidence and all that?
We didn't do that.
Raise your hand. Hello.
I'm raising my hand all right
now. Bin Laden, right? They say he had something to do with the towers, right? Where's the evidence linking him to the towers?
That's what I'm saying.
There's no evidence. They're linking him to the towers. So they
the evidence
him
linking
now,
him to.
There's no even evidence there was an actual plane that actually even hit that shit. Okay?
No, hold on.
Did the plane automatically disintegrate like that?
Listen, as far as the planes hitting the building, yes, they disintegrated on the thing because the future lies is in the wings. The future lies in the wings. Anything
I've seen that shit from my own fucking
eyes.
You understand?
The planes came. This is what I'm saying. But where is the rest of the evidence? You understand?
There is no evidence. There would be no evidence from the black box because of the extreme heat. The black box is only good to catch planes when they crash, not when they blow and disintegrate.
That building was designed to basically to deal with impact. If the plane hit it exactly where it hit it at, actually did hit.
No,
that building wasn't designed to withstand that. That's why the new building codes changed. That building was built in 1978 with the building codes.
They took insurance policies. Out
that's
on
anybody. That's anybody. You would take
listen
an insurance policy.
Listen,
but
it
was already planned. Already it was already set. Let me ask y'all this.
That's already on the ground. Forget about that. Let me ask you this, Lush. I'm gonna ask y'all individually in this order. Lush,
okay,
Showcase, and Vice. Now, Lush, do you believe or do you not believe that they killed Bin Laden? They didn't kill him?
No, that motherfucker. He was killed many years ago. That was bullshit.
He's alive then.
He's not alive. He never fucking existed. He's fucking dead. He's been dead.
I bet. Showcase. They didn't catch him.
I don't believe they killed him now, but he's been dead for some time.
All right. Vice, what do you think?
I think they burned that nigga the fuck up, son. Word up, son.
Yeah. Let me tell you something.
You know why I say that? Yo, T, no, not to cut you off. You know why I say that? Because I had a chat with my brother You understand? Last night when all that shit went down, I had a chat with him, and he's in the army. You understand what I'm saying?
He's out there, right? Where is he right now?
He right now they sent him to Virginia or some shit. You know what I mean? He told me, like, first, you know how they'd be like, oh, no, it's classified, whatever the fuck. He was like, nah, fuck that. I'm going to tell you what it is. Even he thinks the shit is bullshit.
It is.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he'd be like, yo, I'll tell you the truth, my nigga. I smell something, and it's fishy. All this shit that's going on is bullshit, son.
I'm going to tell you, most of the motherfucking vets that's in there, the people that actually went over there, that wore all of that shit, bullshit. The same shit they lied to us about everything else. It's a lie. They're only going to give you what they wanted. All this shit was a fucking political scheme, but people want to sit here and believe what you want to believe. I'm telling
and
you.
And hear what you want
to
hear.
There's,
you know what I'm saying,
man? And I don't really give a fuck if he
come,
said it or not.
There's more to they, fucking come after this. Watch.
All right. Let me put something more on Luscious Day, how more of a scheme it is. This man was here, what, this week, presenting his papers to Donald Trump? Right?
Cool.
He wasn't here presenting his papers to Donald Trump. He was here notifying people, hey, we're gonna make a big thing. Why don't you all go out to the 9/11 Memorial? Why don't you go to Times Square?
Believe
that. Yes.
Y'all all looking for the wrong reason. Y'all looking for the wrong reason.
Are you in your right mind gonna revet him? If he didn't come up with this fucking
Trump? Don't lie. Don't lie. Come on. Nobody was voting for him. Everybody lost their spirit towards him. Okay.
He was manipulated in the first situation.
A lot of people, he lost a lot of people's trust and stuff. Nobody was voting. They were blaming him for everything. Okay, nobody was.
Of course,
the first thing you do is
blame a black nigga for everything.
It has nothing to do with black or white.
He was used as a guinea pig in the first place. And he knew that. And he's getting paid a lump sum of money for doing that. He already knew this when he stepped in the office. He was used as a guinea pig.
He's George Bush's puppet.
Yes, come on now.
Because if George Bush, let me ask you something. How many presidents from the past do you know that actually speak on political content now? Nobody. George Bush and his family are the only ones still making press conferences about what they're doing in the military,
My dude,
when a president's not a president no more, that's it. He should be out of office. He shouldn't be involved in Obama's bullshit politicals. He shouldn't be involved in the United States. Bush! He shouldn't be involved. We shouldn't even hear about Bush because he's no longer president. He no longer has any type of say.
But
that's what I'm trying to tell you. He has too much political input. This guy, Obama, goes to Bush on a regular basis asking for political input. Obama has guards for his kids. He's still living the life as a president. He's not gone. He's still living the life of his present. So is his father. But now you look around and go a couple years back. But you're not hearing me. Go a couple years back. Clinton, where the fuck is Clinton? Clinton's in a bar playing a fucking saxophone. Where's Reagan before he died? He was nowhere. He was out there fishing. But here you have Bush still dipping his hands into politicals, still dipping his hands into the war. He has no concern of what goes on. Barack Obama shouldn't be saying, hey, Bush, what do you think I should do here? You're no longer in president. You're no longer in
president.
Because that's what they're telling you.
He ain't wrong for that. Yo, look, hold on.
You're wrong for it because it's 100% wrong. Just like Les said, this is all a political scheme. It's all a joke.
Barack Obama to ask for political input from a former president.
Yes, conflict
Come on,
of interest.
Man.
Conflict
you already
of interest.
Know what it is.
Conflict of interest is a conflict of interest because his interests are not the same interests as Barack Obama. It's a complete conflict of interest.
I'm getting some news on the chat right here talking about that there was a paper signed, a bill signed, that they're staying in Afghan for 8 years after Bush leaves office. So in other words, they got troops in Afghanistan for 8 years after he leaves office.
Yep.
So now,
it's political and it's all money. And, you know, it's a complete conflict of interest, because if you're the president of the United States, you are supposed to be the head nigga in charge. Why are you asking other people what to do?
True. Right. I feel you on that.
It's a whole bunch of that's in blue cocky.
It's bullshit. It's bullshit.
It's
VS and it's bullshit.
You know,
and
you
the rule is over our eyes,
on
and we're looking at, like,
I got like 36 comments. People getting emotional and stuff like that. Oh, I have family.
That's why we're not doing.
Okay.
We're not doing this no more, man. Not doing this no more. I don't
the
truth is
out
the
way because
it
needs to be heard.
The truth hurts.
This ain't CNN. This ain't Nightline. This ain't none of that, man. This is New Talk City Radio. We about
so this
to get
is
back
the
into
city
the swing of things.
This is what the city needs to
you
hear. The city needs to hear. People need to start caring, though. People need to start caring because everything's going up. And this nigga just cut me off. Everything's going up, my dude. Everything's going up. The taxes are going up. The rent is going up. The health insurance is going up. If people in the city do not care, they're not going to get anything done. You know what? We need to go back to like 1960 and get out on the streets and put the fence in and let these people know their name. Stupid. I ain't not going
a lot of niggas hope when I slip, but I still got dope out of town and coke on the strip. If I don't want you to talk or want you to walk, then I'ma stab you in your tongue and poke up your hip. You don't really want part of this war. I'ma bring you to the house with garbage bags on the floor. You don't want to trade shots with the piece. Shit, I open your head like I had a doctor's degree. I'm a bus gunologist. Nigga, what up, what up, what up? You ain't met a nigga on some wild shit. Run through the streets, better come get a scholarship. Cold-hearted criminals, who I get my dollars with.
All I do is get high and take a fit in you all. Say, blood in the red, with one in the head. Holiday style.
Money. here by the border is the place to be. Got that work from A to Z. Selling work like staffing agencies. Used to call me Lotto, now I'm just a guy. Pull a birdie out my hat and make that fucker fly. I got clients on the countryside. They like it to the oil. They do it Kentucky fried. I tried, mama, that 9 to 5, mama. I hit my knees every night like our father. Enough bricks to build a barricade. Niggas investing like I'm TD Ameritrade. Make a half a mil and a half a week. Niggas talking greasy while I just got back from Greece. I threw my man a half a piece. This is money calling right now as we speak. Betty Crocker on. I need a yacht big enough to land a chopper on. My spicy tuna chilling, but my sake warm. Got me cruising through the city with my boxers on. My whole life it feels like I've been in the maze. I'm educated, but degrees ain't getting me paid. No niggas with bachelor degrees making minimum wage. Never me, I count cheese while I'm twisting up J's. I'm God's gift. I'm heaven sent. Angels fall from the sky just to get a glimpse. I see the future that they trying to make for us. So I ain't bullshitting, I'm getting papered up. Obama said it's getting better, but it's gotten worse.
You get that money.
Fuck being unemployed if you got that. My beat bang, my mic work. 10,000 hours of practice, that's light work.
I'm by winning. Win here and win there. That one. Let's just do it. Let's make this thing head on. You were in it to win it. Oftentimes says unknown, but occasionally, you know, a giant marquee name comes through on your car ID and it's like, winning, 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 winning.
New Talk City Radio with the Fruck is popping. Relly All-Star in the building. Shout out to TDI, Showcase, Vice, what up? Mel Stacks with the Fruck is popping. Far Rock in the building. Let's get it.
All right, I think everybody has simmered the fuck down, man.
Listen,
you know what I'm saying?
TDI, 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 TDI. Let me just say two things, and I'll drop the whole thing. Let me just say two things.
Go ahead, man.
Number one, if you think the city doesn't need to hear about certain things, you know everybody needs to take their sunglasses off and stop believing what the media is feeding us. Because it does affect our quality of life. Whether you think so or not, it does affect our quality of life. Number two, I'm sorry, but after 9/11, I'm not celebrating the death of one man for the death of thousands of Americans over there in Afghanistan fighting a bullshit war. I'm going to celebrate when all those people come back.
I agree with Showcase.
That's what I'm going to celebrate. That's what I'm going to celebrate.
If you didn't see my Facebook, you got to bring, I told everybody, bring the fucking troops back, man. That's it. It's
bring them back. Then we could sit there and we could start popping bottles, bring them back. Because, this, you know, the media is popping
them
a lot of bullshit.
Most of the time, you pop the bottle, man.
I'm not saying I'm popping bottles. I'm saying
popped a bottle of Advils when I leave.
I popped a couple of those yesterday. But I'll pop them. That's what I want to see. I want to see those guys come back because I don't really think that those soldiers need to be over there fighting these people that are not, you know, we're not really gaining anything by being over there.
Hey, yo, congratulations to all my Miami Heat fans, man.
Miami Heat. Anyway, thank you, TDI. Thank you, New Talk City, for letting me have my piece. Now we can get back into some other stuff.
Where Lush at? Lush is still around?
I think she went to Lean with it, Rock with it, Lean with it, Rock
Lush,
with it.
I think Lush took out the building that she left.
Lush is there. I don't know where she at. But anyway, man, listen here, B. Whoever just tuned in, man, this shit got a little speedy up here, man, when niggas are talking about.
Let me tell you how good the show was, that the time flew so fast.
Yeah,
the show
right.
was good. You know what? It had to be said. It's said. It's out of the way. Move on to the next thing. Just don't be blind to certain things, because if you're blind to, you know what? Here's on the flip side. You know, back in like the 70s, when people just felt like things were all bummed out and shit like that, they would be out there picketing. You try to do that now, the public. Oh shit! Again with that. Whatever. I'm gonna fuck with that song.
Chat.
Listen, I'm gonna take that song and I'm gonna burn that song and I'm just gonna put it up in flames, light that shit up and get that shit out of there. So you're getting so sick with that goddamn song. I never requested that song. I don't even know who sings that song. How did showcase his brand? How did my brand get stamped? God damn it. How did my brand get stamped to that particular track? I'm just curious.
That's
how did my name get stamped?
That was your 3-3.
Man, I did not win.
Like,
give
what,
me the time and date. I never.
Maybe he needs to hear it louder. Maybe he needs to hear it louder because he don't remember. We like to fuck around with Showcase up here. That Showcase is our buddy, man.
Showcase,
you know,
man.
We like to fuck
around
with
him. You know where that came from? I know exactly where that came from. That came from when I did that little
No. Honestly, it didn't. Honestly, I just felt like it went perfect for you, my nigga, because I heard you say you like Selena, so we just put that together.
When did I ever say that? I never said that live.
Simmer down.
Nothing
wrong
with liking Selena, man.
Simmer down, brother.
What?
I love Selena.
So good, you can
pick
that song. Let that be Vice's theme song. What happened to my theme song? My theme song is
I'm a pick. You know what theme I want? Como la flor. I want that theme song. Fuck that, sir.
I never heard of that day in my life, my nigga.
Yeah,
sir.
Yeah.
I want my eyes tiger theme song.
Yeah, come on, sir. Fuck that. I love Selena, son. That was the first J-Lo ass right there.
Oh, hey, Vice, I have to cut you off, Vice. Vice, I have to cut you off. We might have a female co-host soon.
Hmm? Whoa. Who's
what?
This?
Yeah,
hey,
I got somebody.
Doesn't this guy run through, like, a vote or something like that?
Yeah. But she's listening.
No,
listen. Yeah, she's not gonna get by without y'all, you know, having a little. What I'm saying, but she's getting a feel of the show. You know what I'm saying? So she's gonna, you know, figure out if she wants to fuck with us wild, crazy niggas and left.
Okay.
What's her name?
We're not going to do all that now. She's in training.
What do you mean we're not
going to
do all that? She's in training. Let's get the name going so we don't have to say, hey, how you doing? What's your name? We can introduce, you know?
Well, that's what I want. I want y'all to interview her and let her introduce herself if she does happen to come on the show. So it's going to be all new to y'all, you know what I'm saying? And then now we'll take it from there. Y'all going to interview her for her first day on the show. How about that?
So we're going to interview her for her first appearance on the show.
Right. It's like the interview before getting high. You know what I'm saying?
All right. What's her background? She knows TDI?
As far as how she looks, she's definitely eye candy, I'll tell you that.
Not talking about the looks. Forget
about
the looks.
This nigga
I'm talking
TDI
about
was about
the background.
See, here, background check. Hispanic.
Yeah,
you know.
We're doing background check. Is this somebody
from
Walmart?
Oh, no, she's not Spanish.
No.
She's not Spanish. There's enough Spanish people here. What more fucking Spanish you want?
But I'm not talking about ethnic. I'm talking about her background. What is, like, her industry background? If we're going to interview the person, how are we supposed to interview the person? Oh, what do? You work in
the torch
at?
The torch at.
What up? Right here, man.
Oh, torch
with it.
Rock with it. Torch
in the building, y'all. Say what up to torch, y'all.
That's right.
Going on? Vice, what up, baby? What up, Showcase? What up, kid?
I was tuned in.
I didn't want to call up. That's a whole other show right there.
I'm not getting involved with these niggas.
Yo, let me tell you something, man. Vice already bodied one of our listeners, man. Mac P, shouts to Mac P, my engineer. He does not want to call this radio show no more.
Yo, let me tell you something, man.
Yeah, I'll tell him you said something to do on Vice. Oh,
man.
Vice bodied Mac P? What happened?
Mac P don't want to call up no more, show.
Why?
Because I'm not going to say what happened. I'm not going to put Mac P out there like that. I had a studio session. All right, let me tell y'all. Fuck it. Y'all listening, right? Let me tell y'all what happened.
Yeah, let's go.
Mac P. Hold up a second. Let me be clear. Lush, you with me?
Yeah. What's up, Torch?
All right, real quick.
What's going on, man?
All right, look. So, Mac P, we was in the studio with my engineer, Mac P, and a nigga, Mac P, decides to get hungry, you know, so he gets a banana. So Vice somehow didn't like the way Mac P was eating his banana, and Vice checked him like, yo, listen, what's going on? You all right, man? You seem to be enjoying that little bit too much. And Mac P got embarrassed, and, you know, we thought it ended there. Apparently it didn't. He called the show, and Vice assassinated JFK.
Oh,
JFK the
I
shit out of this
okay.
No.
And then, hold on. Showcase, that's not even the end of it. Then he bodied a potential listener. Because Ben was in the studio with Mac, and Ben said, nah, I'm not calling y'all show, but y'all could diss me like I diss Mac.
Man,
I'm nervous.
We love it, man. Shout out to my man Will on the check-in, B. Will on the chat.
I'm sorry, but Mac P is my man, but Vice, that's what we do here, right?
Exactly.
That's what we do here.
That shit must be a little awkward now, huh?
That's what we do here.
That shit might be awkward going in the studio with that nigga now. Like, shit.
You can't have Jeremy in the studio.
I'm going to the studio without Vice now, man. Vice not allowed in there no more, man.
You're going to start mixing your shit wrong.
I didn't even
see that. Trying to switch her voice when she came in. She was like, yeah, what's going on, y'all? I'm calling from Maryland.
She tried to sneak in, right? Lush already knows she tried to sneak in on the side.
You don't call Vice the dog, dog. See, that nigga Vice sees everything. Vice is that dog at 42nd Street that smells everything. That shit that detects the bombs and all that shit.
K-9 joint.
I knew that Vice asked me to come on the show today so he can laugh at me.
Yeah, and I told this to him. I said, oh, you're going to get fried on the show today.
Yeah, what's the new? What's the?
So, yeah, the TDI, Lush Radio, Team Lush, he just started laughing.
I need you to send me that joint, Torch, man. Send that beat so we can rock for the mixtape, man. Send something.
All right. I got you. I'm sending right now. I ain't even do it, but I know I got the beat in mind. I got the beat and all that ready to go.
Hey, yo,
right,
the nigga Lotto said, he got you on that.
Back to
TDI. That song that you played that said work on it, the dude that had the crazy, like, you know what I'm saying, punk lines on it, who did that song? That shit was hot.
That's my nigga Lotto, man. I'm telling you. Yo, you missed the show. Fire. I don't know if you heard the show. You remember Lotto, Torch, man? Lotto and Fame from Philly, man. Rough Riders.
I met him one time, but I know what you're talking about. I met him one time, but it was like pretty brief, a little bit. But that joint is definitely fire, though. I like that joint. This nigga flow is wild different. Like,
that was some hot ass shit, yo.
Look, I got some more joints up here, man. Yo, we had the real big night. What was the night, Showcase, man, when we had that big reunion with Meek, Callion, and Lotto?
That was about 4 weeks ago.
I think it was about 3 weeks ago, nah? Like, yeah, like 4 weeks
ago.
Right.
It was like 4 weeks ago. It was the Rough Rider reunion.
Oh, yeah? Yo, he was discussing the whole Jada Kids, Beanie Siegel beat, because the nigga Lotto was all involved in that, and he had a diss track against The Rock. I think it was the hardest diss track the Rockefeller ever received.
Yeah, you got to send me that shit on my Gmail, son. You got to send me that.
I feel like playing that.
Okay, so listen.
My nigga, that Beanie Jada shit was kind of, oh, man. That was kind of ugly, dog. Yeah, it was a good one, though. It was a good one, though, but, yeah, I got, damn, kid.
Funny,
out of order. He went in on that, though. Can't even lie.
So, TD, I'm curious, what's the background of this new person we're going to interview?
What's the background of the new girl that's about to co-host with the God?
Yes.
What's
the
background?
You see, wait, hold
up. Is she bad? That's all I want to know.
Yeah,
she's
bad. She's from the Bronx. I wouldn't be having her on the team if she wasn't.
Yeah, you see, she's good. Everybody gets hyped.
She from the Bronx?
I don't know about this. Everybody's getting too hyped right now.
Yo, what's the area code number? What's the social security and all that, son?
No, I'm not going to try to get into all that.
Let me give you a rundown who she is. She's from the Bronx.
Mm-hmm.
She's a young girl from the Bronx. She's trying to get into the entertainment biz, and this is a good way for her to start off. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
She wants to do the modeling thing. She want to do, you know, she want to do a little bit of everything. So she's really trying to figure out where her gear is. You know what I'm saying? And I'm trying to help her, you know.
I get it now.
Vice.
What? Hold on. I can't hear you, Joe.
Yeah, Vice, listen. So we got to make sure she has thick skin. Like, we don't want Vice to scare her off.
I get it, kid.
What's her name, TDS?
Yo, talk, man. You about to get set up out of here.
Y'all don't even want to tell us the name.
Dave Dash,
you need somebody, man. You see, he acting scared now.
What happened to you?
Yo, I'm going to miss I'm on the show when she first come on. Watch. I'm coming on the show. I swear. I'm coming. I want to see what's through. You better train her to, because you know.
I guarantee you this. When she come on the show, it's going to be the biggest show since our Punk tribute. Watch.
Okay. All right. I need to see a picture of her. You got to send me a picture.
Like
that.
Put
her
on the
You don't want to get Lush. I got to watch it with you. I know Lush better than anybody. Lush, you don't need to see a picture of nothing.
but, yo, TDI, that's the boss. TDI, that's the boss. She could shut us down in a minute. She wants a picture. You better
send
her a picture.
But listen, you really think she's gonna fire the
phone? Listen,
she's gonna fire the phone.
Do what you gotta do. All that. Send a picture of toenails, the hands, the fingernails, the hair. Everything. Make sure that she's straight, because if Lush doesn't approve, Lush is going to be on the radio show every week, making sure she does her job, and making sure that New York City's not tarnished. And you know what? I'm going to find something real big, so yes, what she wants,
see.
Give it to her.
Hey, yo. Wow. I got to start recording this shit, like on some video recording this shit.
For what? Now, wow. All of a sudden, right, nigga? All of a sudden? You're about to start on your video, right, nigga?
I'm gonna tell y'all real quick.
I think I'm gonna get a shape up. Listen, this is why I don't do video. This is why I don't do video, my nigga. Because then I gotta be getting dressed every fucking Monday to talk to y'all crazy asses, man. It's not going down like that, B. I'll do my hair's all messed up, and I still sound better than any nigga them girls like out there, B. So I'm good.
He eventually going to start getting so they can see his two ponytails and stuff and what he's famous
for.
Nah,
you know what, though? Like, I think it's better to start recording it, you know what I mean? And then it's better just to have some footage on there, you know what I mean? Get it out more, too, you know what I mean?
Put him
on
YouTube or
something.
Yeah, right. Torch, I'm an ugly dude, man. They see me, they might run away. We might not get no more.
Trust me, we know. Oh, we know.
I'm an ugly ass nigga, man.
I'm about to showcase it for that, son. Sure, that nigga here.
Yo, I can't.
We know about that.
This is the greatest show on Mondays, I swear to God. I don't know what you guys are doing on Mondays, but y'all need to be tuned in to New Talk City.
Well, we're doing
this,
we're tuning
in to
Lady Crush, CDI, New Talk City Radio every Monday.
Yeah, I'm
gonna this show is like, I swear to God.
Y'all made my name.
Email this shit, or we gonna get up and record this shit together. What up? Pause.
We gotta record it. If we record it, we gotta have like that blood thing in front of my face.
What?
Little black ball on your face? You gotta
little black ball. Like your face here.
You gotta put that shit like cop. Like when
man.
A nigga be like, you can't show a nigga face and shit and be how a nigga gonna come up and
blur his face out. My voice is way better than my appearance, so.
Hey, yo, Will.
This nigga's going to be
Will
a nigga
from, shout to Will in the chat. And no, it's not her, my nigga. Trust me.
Oh, damn. You see, you already got a nigga thirsty. No, it's not her. Trust me. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. What the hell?
Well, what'd you say? What?
You didn't hear him?
Nigga Will.
He said, shout out to my nigga Will in the chat room. No, it's not her. Trust me.
Yeah,
oh man. Oh man.
So there's people already in the chat room trying to figure out who it is.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, now you see how TDI gets, right? Where you don't want to hear something when it's talking.
You don't
want to
hear shit.
With the
ring, yeah. Talk with the music, but we love you, TDI.
TDI, I hate you, nigga.
Nah, a couple of people are asking questions, man. They're asking questions about who it is. You said a female. I thought I spelled out. Yo, listen, Will, man. Don't make me read this shit out loud and embarrass you. It's not her, all right, man? It's a lot.
Read it. Do it now.
Read it. I'm not going to say the name. Because if I say the name, it's really irrelevant.
Right, so just don't say the name.
Wait, what the fuck is this dude? I don't understand what he's writing.
Oh God!
I don't mean to embarrass my man. I don't really understand what he's writing though. So
we don't read trick and scratch on here, yo.
Paraphrase it,
yeah.
You let it. Paraphrase it. Paraphrase it. What do you think that it says?
No, it's not really. It's really irrelevant.
It was irrelevant. Now it's irrelevant. Can you read, nigga?
Hold on.
I think you should read it, TDI. Stop playing.
TDI.
Oh, no. He said a joke. Vice, he thought it was, shut that. Vice know the biggest rat we know in the hood. But he tried to make it. He made a joke in reference to that.
Oh, come on.
He made a joke about some snitch nigga.
Right,
yeah.
I'm going to sleep. I'll see y'all next week, son.
Stupid.
Yeah, I want to get into this joint, man. Before nobody go nowhere, I gotta get into this joint right here. Classic joint, major figures.
MF. Next millennium. It's real live here. Goddamn, player. I love being a gangster. I got $1 million face and $1 million smile and $1 million flow and $1 million style. And in my lifetime, I sold $1 million worth of vowels. Cats thinking I'm sweet, I ain't been killing in a while. Heard a lot of cats rhyme, I ain't feeling in a while. They must be all broke, they been willing in a while. Yo, it's hectic, man. I bring the pain like a method, man. Respect it, man. When the spade got the tech in hand. My nigga GDK hooked up with a Texas clan. Now when we swerve, hitting nerve in Alexa's land. Respect the fam or your ass be out. And for sure, in the Bentley Azores, we go the classy route. And when that cash be out, we down south with cats that sell crack, gold caps in their mouth. Mom kicked me to the curb for holding crack in the house. Since it's real in the field, keep the still in the wheel. Niggas killing that will. First meal, I'ma chill, yeah, I promise. But I ain't getting paid for being honest, I'm gonna break that. Rapper drug money, I got to make that. Opportunity knock at the door, I got to take that. One in your face, and throw your body where the lake at. It's Fado, creeping with your yayo and your cake at. Charismatic flow, but I get nasty with a break at. Real Philly nigga, put it work like I'm AWAC. Type voice that can't even be heard on them ADAC. Your O's in mind, phone line, saying play that. It's the payback. Tonight, Mel Gibson. 9 to 5, I'm cooking up pies in Hell's Kitchen on a jail mission. Running around, doing stupid shit. 2 and 6, real easy on some ruthless shit. Now I'm cheesy, so the whip on some ruthless shit. Man, I'm a thug till I'm old on some toothless shit. The expression on their face when we step into place. Goddamn, player, I love being a gangster. All the chicks waving high when you riding by. Goddamn, player, I love being a gangster. And when you roll, they all want to roll. Goddamn, player, I love being a gangster. It hit the fan, depends on your man. Goddamn, player, I love being a gangster.
Look
at
here, it's hard being a gangster. You could get killed being a gangster. If you ain't real, you ain't no gangster. I keep my still, you know. Watching for other gangsters, we ain't the same, I ain't your clique. It's simple as that. I'm a figure, he a figure. It's deeper than rap. I'm a nigga, you a nigga. We each got a gat. I cop, chop, sell it. You eat by the pack. Boots. say. Meanwhile, I'm a gangster, proud of suit, man. 20 inches on the wheel, candy, paint. You want MF to stop? Man, we can't. Man, we ain't. I love being a shit. Damn, I stink. The Dutchy man, playboy. What you think? From the watch to the link. And if you don't know by now, then you ain't. I'm a gangster.
See the expression on their face when we step in the place. Goddamn, player. I love being a gangster. All the chicks waving high when you riding by. Goddamn, player. I love being a gangster. And when you roll, they all want to roll. Goddamn, player. I love being a gangster. It hit the fan, depends on your man.
I'll make you famous. Goddamn, player.
What you are about to listen to is pure, uncut opium music.
Now this is straight out the stomach of music itself. You see, I spit soul food, so baby, loosen your belt. I don't complain about the cause, I just use what I'm dealt. I'm out to give these rappers hell without Lucifer's help. You see, it started with a thought. I'm retarded with the art. These rappers ain't sick, they're just artists with the cost. And I'm the dopest on the planet, as potent as my cannabis. I'm smoking, and my eyes won't open, cause they slanted. I'm about to take over, I hope they understand it. When they understand it, watch them get emotional and panic. My rhymes is like hooks, I throw it, I'ma land it. You're not in my focus, hocus pocus, nigga vanish. I scream feeling so you know where I'm from. Just find a vein for me to run. I'm as dope as they come.
I am Lotto.
Just let the name roll off the tongue. Who you know can burn a hole in your gum? Nigga, the one.
Come to poppy.
New Talk City Radio with the fruck is poppin'. It's your boy Relly All Star. Far Rock is in the building all day. Hamels, what up?
Yeah, man. Shouts to Lotto, man. That joint.
Yep, yep, yep.
Coming to Poppy.
So next week
is coming in June.
Next week's the interview then?
Oh, you still got my haircut up. Might set that up for next week. Yeah, shout out to my little man just jumped into the room right now, little crazy ass nigga Xavier right here.
Oh man.
Vice son, Vice Jr.
Shout out to Boston Red Sox kid. Last place.
Here we go.
Shout out to them.
Come on, we having a decent conversation, man. We
shout out to them
niggas.
Here we go
about sports right now, man. Leave the sports.
Yeah, let me tell you something. Real quick, Vice, I appreciate it. Right? So let me tell you something.
Well, I'm just shouting him out, man. Don't get mad.
You done? All right. Listen to me.
I hate you too.
That's it? That's all you guys say? Say that and niggas offended. You know what I'm saying? Listen to me. My team could be losing 1,000 yeah. to zip, and I'll still pick up the phone.
Yo, my nigga, I
ain't
gonna lie to you,
though. This nigga's team could be down by one run. Right? You call this nigga? Who that?
Yeah, that's my son. He's saying TDI, Daddy, TDI. You like the
first nigga I know from the Bronx that is a fucking Boston fan. I think that shit is so weird.
Honestly, tell the truth.
That shit is so weird to me, my nigga. That shit is weird.
There's a lot of Boston fans where we be at, my nigga. You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy a lot of to me. Fans. That shit is crazy to me. Like, that shit is crazy. Like,
yo, y'all got to be Yankees. Yo, y'all like the Yankees at all, though? Like, for real?
Nah, I mean, I like them. I don't dislike the Yankees. You know what I'm saying? I just, my
so
preference
win,
is more.
So when they
I
win,
don't dislike them.
He's lying.
You know what it is?
No.
When I did on football.
He's lying. Twitch, he's lying. He's lying. 110%.
I'll be happy when the Yankees win.
You're lying.
Hold on.
Who's calling me a liar?
I just want to say, I'm sorry to interrupt. I just want to say, TDI, all of y'all, love all of y'all. You know what I'm saying? It was a great show tonight. Now I'm about to bounce. Somebody called me on the other phone tight at me right now, so I gotta take
it.
Care of that.
I'm about to have phone sex, nigga. I'm about to have phone sex, boy.
Rock with it.
All right, baby. Thanks for calling, Lush. Love you, too, baby.
Okay. Now, I'm calling you a liar, TDI. I'm calling you a liar.
Ooh, what?
The reason why I'm calling you a liar is because when Sash wanted to set up the BX to Queens, you had a problem wearing a Yankees jersey. You still do.
Oh, shit. No, I'll wear it. I got to wear it.
We had the debate before when Sash was on here, and Sash was like, you better wear a Yankees jersey. And you said, there's no way in hell I can't wear a Yankees jersey.
And
it's impossible.
I'll vouch for that, too.
So, damn, cuz. Yeah, but I got you, man. After thinking about it, I got to do it. If the video goes through. You know what?
That's why I'm calling you a liar. Because you do not like the Yankees, period. Period. Oh, don't so. No.
Vice know that. Like, I mean, anybody who know me know I don't dislike the Yankees. Like, come on.
I know you don't dislike
them. My nigga, Tidy, you got a fucking showcase over there catching high blood pressure right now, son.
I'm about to blow up over here.
No, he's catching his own high blood pressure, throwing 135 pitches a day.
Oh, shit.
I'm
just
fucking listen to me, my nigga. This nigga showcase, Yankees could be losing torch. Like, one run in the fifth inning. You call this nigga, he act like he's in the middle of a staffle and he can't talk to you. Yo, he's on a ladder or something. Like, yo, listen, I'm going to call you back, man.
How are you going to handle me for being a dedicated
fan? Nah, my battery is dying.
All right, Vice.
Yeah, yo, let me tell you, and I know Showcase, nigga.
My battery is
dying. Yo, Torch, I just sat next to this nigga and watched this nigga give me those excuses. Like, yo, let me call you back, my phone's dying. And then he'd hang up the phone and he'd be like, all right, I'm pausing, let's keep playing. I'm like, yo. Don't expose you to the people who don't know you, man.
I wear the Yankees on my sleeve. I wear the Yankees on my sleeve, so expose me all you want. Because I wear the Yankees on my sleeve.
You're not going to have a sleeve if you keep pitching like that.
When my team is losing, it hurts me. I'm hurt. When my team loses, I almost cry. I have to sit and soak. I'm sorry. Oh. I wear them to my team, son. That's my team to the death of me.
That's what I'm talking about. BX, baby.
Shut up. You don't even watch baseball, nigga.
I'm going to be all the way real with you, though. I really don't. I'm not even really. I might as well should have been live. But
nah, no problem in repping, though. No problem
in repping. I watch it. Nah, I do watch it when it's like, you know, playoff time. Like, that's only. All this regular shit, I don't fuck with that. But it's like championship time, I watch. It's more interesting to me. Like, I like when it's on the line and shit.
I'm watching it right now. Long, I mean. 3-2, seventh inning. I've been watching it since we started.
Who's up?
Yankees.
That's why you don't throw the shot. I swear to God. That's why you Yankees have been losing. He'd have hung up.
He would have even mentioned it.
He'd have hung up. The house is on fire. Something happened. I'm telling you, I know this guy, B, but you know what? It takes a real nigga to take a loss, B. I could take a loss, my nigga. It's all right. I told niggas in the beginning. When my Miami Heat was getting spanked by Boston, I was telling niggas in the beginning, it's all right. When my boys start gelling, we going
to
take over.
Yeah, right. I told niggas that, too. That's what I watch. Shout out to the Heat.
I don't got that. I can't take a loss.
No, you can't take a loss, nigga. Listen, Vice, what I told you about Miami Heat, relax. Relax, Vice. Don't panic.
I'm chilling.
It's over. Don't worry about it. We got this. He was like, damn, we looking like shit. Yo, fucking LeBron. I was like, all right, relax. Let's get the chemistry sinking.
They had to get their shit together.
Now look at
this.
One up, one boss.
It's looking ugly right now. I ain't going to lie.
All right, now. Now with the rest.
It's looking kind of ugly. It's looking kind of ugly for Boston right now.
All right. Red Sox, we got May, June, July.
Boston got a good team, too, though.
My nigga, 4 months of baseball left, Showcase. And I swear to God, if you don't make the playoffs, my nigga, believe me, you will not hear the end of it until baseball starts again.
What you mean?
Well, you know what I mean.
Do you understand the words that just came out of his mouth, fool?
I'm trying to say that. If they don't make it, I'm going to be talking about them.
Damn right, New York City Radio, y'all already know what it is. It's Skinny Pop, Morelli All-Star in the building.
We established that with a team on my sleeve. And I'm sorry, I didn't disrespect the team. I gave the team a shout-out for being in the last place. You take it how you want to take it.
Oh, man. All right. Good shout out. Thank you. We'll take that. Yo, New Talk City Radio was brought to you by Corona, because there's nothing like having an ice cold Corona during the show. God damn, that shit was fun.
Yeah, my nigga, you're not alone, nigga. I'm on my second one, you bitch ass nigga.
Yo, see? Yeah, that... We ain't even sick with this, Shoki. Yo, Shoki, what's up? What you drinking? A Malta, nigga?
No.
I got Pepsi and mashed potoes and chicken. We just got sponsored by Corona. See, niggas, Pepsi ain't sponsored us, man. Just keep drinking cola.
I don't drink. Yeah, so what am I supposed to do? I'm supposed to front. I got a bottle of Heineken on the side.
Oh, he's wild.
You got a Corona, diet one of that. You got a diet Corona over there.
I got the lime. All I got is the lime of the Corona.
What's the diet Corona?
That's what I got. Corona, I got the line.
Who said that? Who's the diet Corona?
Bitch!
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Nigga, showcase drinking a diet Corona over there, guys.
Nigga said a diet.
With lime and salt.
Oh, shit.
Yo, my nigga, man.
You unlock this door with the key of imagination. Beyond it is another dimension, a dimension of sound, a dimension of sight, a dimension of mind. You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into the Twilight Zone.
Yeah, this your boy Cuban Link, South Boogie Down Bronx Bomber, putting it down with my boy TDI on New Talk City. You know how we do, man. E2K. We on the spot with it.
That's what it is, man.
I like that. You got to send me that Twilight Zone.
We on the spot with it.
I like that Twilight Zone shit, kid.
Yo, shout out to the wrong crowd, the guest that was here last week, man. Them dudes was funny as hell, boy.
I didn't even catch last week's joke.
Oh, that shit was hilarious. Them motherfuckers had jokes like crazy, B. Them niggas gave us a go. They gave us cotton, B.
Man.
Yo, I ain't gonna lie. The funniest dude I ever had on the show, I think, had to be Mems. Vice, remember that shit?
That nigga was retarded, man.
Mems is a different type of guy, man. Mems, you know, that's a different type of nigga. That nigga disrespect the nigga ASAP, my nigga.
Yeah,
nah,
so that was the best one?
Yeah.
I think I had to give it to the Tasmanian Devil when he first came in. Like, we had to settle him down. Like, when he
Cali
first
off?
Came in. Yeah, when he first came in, he took over the show. He took over the show. I remember the exact day he first came in, he just took over the show. TDI was like, yo, you drinking and driving? He said, no, I drunk before I'm driving. And just went up. And just went off. We couldn't even get a word in edgewise. That was about an hour of just straight Calion speaking all the way through about his lobster and his party. To me, that was the best one. Like, we couldn't stop him. Now we had to slow him down.
Calion had to be the most memorable, like one of the most memorable shows. But Nems and Grin on the show.
And then I think TDI told him, yo, call up at like 9:20 and shit. And when the show was over, it's over already. I thought it was a 2-hour show. I think TDI set him up though.
Not at all. He thought it was a 2-hour show. Yeah, I called 9:20. I was already in bed.
Yeah, because he came in and he that first day he came in.
But this is longer than normal, right? Like,
you just
at 9:00. All right.
Yeah, man.
We got more talking to do. We're getting real good with it, you know. We're having fun.
Yeah, y'all like the heat. Y'all gelling up, man. Y'all getting.
Yeah.
That's it.
Exactly.
That's a good
one.
That's a good one.
Y'all
like that.
Y'all
niggas like
the
heat right
now.
You
know, we were easy about it. We were just, you know what I'm saying. Now, because in the beginning it was just like a chat fest. Now actually we have things we're talking about.
Y'all niggas getting more comfortable.
Everything is smooth.
I can hear it. I can hear it too.
Thank you, man. Yo, shout out to everybody who was with us from day one, man. You know what I'm saying, man? Like, torture. Everybody else who's out there listening now. Shout out to everybody who's new listeners and all that, man. We appreciate it. I just got a shout out from my homegirl, Jess, talking about it was a very informative show.
Oh, that's
interesting.
That's all.
No.
He slipped.
That motherfucker just trying to crack his case, huh?
I'm about to gas
y'all niggas up and bring some. I'm gonna bring a transvestite up here and say y'all niggas look.
We had him back. He was very informative.
I'm calling sick. I'm letting you know right now.
At least you're still calling in. I'm telling you now, so that way, you know when I don't show up next week.
Oh, so you know you're going to be sick next week. You know you're going to be sick next week. My phone's going to be broke, I think my phone's going to be broke.
Yo, I'm going to be in the hospital. I can't even call in, my nigga.
Yo, my nigga, this should be the fucking Lushettes, nigga, next week. Nigga, I have fucking three girls.
Taking
over. CDI and the Lushettes.
That's hot, though. You should get some Lushette girls. That's hot. I like that. The Lushettes.
Yo, I always try to do this show live one day, man. Like a ball. Watch. We're going to do this shit live. I have some stand-up comedians. I'm gonna try to book that real soon, man. With the comedians and all that. Are we going to have niggas in there cracking jokes? I want to have all that type of shit, performances and all that.
Word, though.
Speaking of that, how was y'all weekend? Yo, I seen Kevin Hart.
Oh my God, hilarious! That nigga new
Kevin Hart,
hilarious. Kevin Hart, new shit.
Yeah.
Was that shit Laughing My Pain? Shit is hilarious. That nigga's retarded. I want to see that shit over the weekend. That nigga's retarded. That was a good show though. I mean, I wanted to say that.
Nigga showcased about the whole 50 Tyson's mixtape.
Oh shit.
Are you dirty?
Fricky Tyson.
Where the fuck that
does
Showcase
even
know who
Fricky
Tyson is?
No, I believe
he don't.
I don't.
Probably
not. I don't think he does.
I don't.
That's crazy.
I don't think
Fricky Tyson know who Fricky Tyson is, but it's all good. Shout out to him. Shout out to that nigga, though. Shout out to him.
Yeah, I think this nigga got one of them old school computers, son.
Cool.
The green shit with the green monitor?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
What are you talking about, me?
Yeah, Shoki, because you don't got Twitter on your computer. You don't got Facebook.
What are you talking about, me? I don't got... Listen, I got
$1,000
on my shit.
Yeah, you play solitaire.
Funny.
And they only got 10 cards. Oh, shit.
What is that, the updated version?
They play Uno?
I only got 5.
Nigga, the Apple is rotten right now.
That's
crazy. I got one coming out the Apple.
My shit don't even say Apple, so that shit says, it just says nothing.
My shit got a pear.
I had to start that shit up a week in advance.
That's crazy.
Nigga said, Shoki, you got the computer in the library, son.
Oh my god.
You find out Shoki don't even got a computer. He got a sidekick too.
Oh shit.
Nigga.
This is a sidekick.
I got a Atari 2600.
Yeah, I had that shit, man. Shout out for that shit right there.
Oh man.
Yo, real quick, man. Yo, Torture, give me your Twitter, Torch.
Oh, Twitter, Torture, BXNY, TORCHABXNY. No holla.
Stay with me, you know what I mean? See what it is.
Yeah. Give me Twitter real quick, bro. Watch Showcase?
Watch.
Twitter?
Oh, my bad. Wait, I said Vice, give me Twitter real quick. I didn't mention Showcase. What are you doing, man?
Nah, I'm all screwed up. My bad. It's the coronas.
Yeah, me too.
The Real Vice, NYC, DareaL, VICE, NYCD. Vice, Shoki, give him your aim.
Give him your AOL, nigga.
Oh, my God.
AOL 3.0. Look at Shoki, give him your aim. That's crazy.
Hey, yo, nigga said you got the AOL logo with the afro.
Hit me up on Oh, shit.
Showcase.
We got to fuck with Showcase.
Yeah, give him your Gmail, Showcase.
I forgot.
Yo, like, I need to make a
where
is
Showcase at gmail.com.
Like, I need to make a New Talk Radio. What's the name of your show, though?
Right?
New Talk City.
That's what I did. That's what I told
TDI.
I said,
make
a New Talk City
Gmail
Twitter.
New Talk City at gmail.com. Hey, all y'all check that shit. I mean, people throw music in there and all that. So, not individually. All y'all can do that shit. You feel me? Everybody get the password and all that.
That's what I'm talking about.
Showcase, but you know your shit is crazy. You say your shit is slow. How long that shit gonna take?
I'm not even responsible.
Yeah, come on, Showcase, man. Come on, man.
I have it done by tomorrow morning.
I bet.
So you're gonna start tonight then, all right?
Yeah, I'm gonna hook it up tonight.
Cool.
But
We're gonna do this. We're gonna start the New Talk City Twitter
Gmail
tomorrow
account.
Or today. All right, you're gonna start the Gmail account tomorrow.
I'll start it tonight. I'll do it tonight.
Yeah, you gotta do both. Cause don't you need an email for the fucking Twitter?
Yeah, we gotta do that shit together.
Listen, I'll do it tonight. I'll send you the password.
Do the email first and then do the Twitter. Cause you need a you need an email account for the Twitter joint. Yeah,
you
that
should try to put like the with the Gmail shit, put like the name the I don't know.
I'm from
NewTalkCityRadio.com.
Yeah, that'll work. Then the password, you know, whatever it is, and then you send it to us, and then we'll all have it, and everybody checks the Twitter at the same time.
Exactly. That should be moving like that. That's what it is.
You think Showcase is gonna be able to cope with it though?
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
That's why everybody
again.
Getting it. That's why y'all got to get the password, too. Everybody got to get that. Everybody got to get the password.
No, I bet you Showcase will be the only one having trouble. Yo, I can't get in.
Yeah, you're funny. I'm setting it up right now.
Oh, TDI is making you look dumb.
But, yo, T,
I'm on the internet, or we going to get up and record.
Like, let me, I'm sending you a joint. You know that, I want to say though. You know that some freestyle shit.
Hang on, TDI, you're not gonna believe this.
Just beep him and he'll call you back.
Nigga said beep him. I'm saying I'm a 911. You too.
I'm a 911.
You can do the little
code. I used to bring my shit back, nigga.
But that shit was so cool though. Like, wasn't it? You was that nigga.
Let me tell you something, B. I say I was like the only youngest nigga in my block that had that went through like 7 beepers, son.
That's crazy, my nigga.
My mom, I used to be chilling in the block or whatever the fuck, Pelham Bay. Yo, my mom used to beat me, son. I used to call her back. She'd be like, yo, I need a gallon of milk. I'm not in the store. Well, wherever the fuck you at, get home and get your gallon of milk. And the store be right there, downstairs, my nigga.
That's crazy.
She'd be like, yo, what happened with your beeper? Nah, it broke. I lost it. All right, let's go to the store. We get another one with a new battery. I'm getting you like a fucking 12 battery pack, son.
This shit is crazy, yo. I hate those shit, son. But nigga, you was the man with that shit, though. You can't feel like anybody had a beat was that nigga. It was like, ooh, bitches was on it. Nigga got a beeper. I remember, I try to bring that shit back out, son.
Nigga, my Uncle Butch, you know what I mean? Free Butch. Yo, that nigga was like, yo, the fuck, you a doctor now, nigga? I said, yo, forget it. I broke that shit, son.
Who the fuck wearing beepers now? Yeah, I was like, yo, my nigga, you know.
I'm trying to bring it back.
Retro.
Yeah, I wonder how much they'll charge you, right? For to do a contract with a beeper.
I think it's a year. You gotta say like a yearly.
Yo, you know what's so funny?
It's like probably like $10 to $15 a year. Yo, I ain't gonna lie to you. The funny thing is that I, I asked the niggas that the other day in the phone. So I said, yo, I'm like, y'all niggas still do, this shit said beepers. I'm like, y'all niggas don't do, yo, beepers? Like, this nigga was like, yeah. This shit is like $2.
Now, you know why? Because doctors need it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that shit like $2 a month. I'm like, what? I'm like, that's crazy. Like,
yo, nigga can't pay. Yeah,
hang on.
I'm going to
buy myself a beeper Friday.
Excuse me. Hold up.
What up?
When was our first show, the date?
I don't know. You could just put April.
So roughly.
April 2010.
So what is April? Is like
04. Yeah, 04, 2010. Y'all hit a year already then. What's good? Yeah, happy anniversary, baby. Happy anniversary.
No.
New York City. Y'all got to have a party or something, nigga. What's good?
No worries.
Didn't we do things right there, my nigga? That's big things right there, dog.
We did do a two-hour show that day.
Yeah, we did. Okay.
We got to still get up and have a party or something, man. Like, fucking...
For real.
I know Vice got a problem with it, but Showcase, man, this nigga act like he live in fucking Afghanistan, B.
This nigga live in India.
Nigga live in Sri Lanka.
That's
wow.
Crazy, though. That's congratulations to that nigga, though. All right, big up to y'all niggas on that. That's what it is.
Thank you, man.
Oh, yeah. That's what it is. I'm the Emma. Midnight Hour. All right, man. I think we got to wrap this up then. Showcase, call me with the info.
Yo, newtalkcityradio@gmail.com.
All right, just hit me up with all the info.
Bring your tracks in.
Right
better
now.
Be hot.
We heard the email, nigga. Nah. Well, I'm going to have fucking torture. Every nigga that sound trash and a nigga try to act dumb, I have torture rip your fucking head open.
I'm like
no.
This shit ain't gonna work.
I'm gonna follow you on Twitter. You heard? All right, do that. I'm gonna do the same, homie. If I'm not already, I thought I was, but if I'm not already, I'll do the same, man.
Yo, Showcase, follow us on AIM.
Yeah.
Put it on the body list. AIM. Buddy list.
Gonna
be on the,
yeah, I love y'all niggas, man. Y'all niggas is a funny ass motherfucker, son.
You're gonna be on the co-workers.
TDI.
That's funny.
Niggas didn't put him on the co-workers.
Niggas is crazy.
Yo, I can't fuck with torture, son. Yeah, this is that, but
see, I'm about to call you in a minute, though. I'm gonna call you in a second, huh?
Yeah, I'm about to wrap this show up, man. This shit is, yo, y'all niggas is crazy. I can't fuck with none of y'all niggas. We're going to go out with a banger, man, for my man Showcase.
Oh, God damn it, fuck you.
man.
Really? I'm hanging up.
Yo, put the lyrics.
Late at night when
all He hung up.
Nah, yo, Showcase, where you at?
Let me go on AIM. Hit him up on AIM. You find him.
Yeah, I'm gonna follow that. I'm gonna go to AOL right now, son.
I am that nigga. Yo, you're gonna go on AOL and you're gonna hit the door shut and you're gonna sign off. We're gonna go. Goodbye. That's gonna be like goodbye.
Y'all already know, man. New Talk City Radio, each and every Monday, man. It goes down. We got Torture in the building, man. Vice, DJ Showcase, man. Shout out to Relly All Star, no stacks. What up?
New Talk City Radio. Congratulations on that year, man.
Thank you, man.
Wish y'all many more. Much success to you.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
You unlock this door with the key of imagination.